Iranians have always taken pride in living in a country that has been known for its ancient civilization and being home to some of the world's first in science. While Iran has left its mark on history down the ages, the same can't be said for the 20th and 21st century. As the rest of the world was speeding ahead with scientific discoveries, Iran's scientific community didn't have much to show off. But the Islamic Revolution of 1979 changed a lot of things. While much of the international community treated Iran like a pariah state, slapping sanctions after sanctions on the country, Tehran was forced to make some tough decisions. Iran realized that taking the back seat simply would not do it any good, so it decided to take on the world of science head on. The country decided to focus on scholarly research and work on many sciences without any outside assistance. To go it alone meant it would fall behind countries that had been working on these areas for years, but there was a message Iran wanted to send, that it wanted to be independent. Since then, a lot has changed. For one, a number of private universities have sprung up, increasing the number of university students and thus the educated elite substantially. Statistics say with a population of over 36 million, Iran had somewhere around 150,000 university students in 1978. In 2011, Iran's population has passed 74 million. That's two times more than what it was in 1978. But the number of university students is 25 times more than what it was back then. Iran's Deputy Minister of Science is here to tell us the exact numbers.
ما الان 3 میلیون و حدوداً 780,000 تا دانشجو داریم. که یک چهارم اینا در واقع سالانه حدوداً فارغ التحصیل میشن. از این فارغ التحصیلا باید حدود 20% بتونن وارد دوره کارشناسی ارشد دکترا بشن.
Iran began a journey of ambitious science developing programs by mobilizing scientists in an attempt to find its voice in the international community, and in some ways it paid off. For instance, in terms of aeronautic capabilities, Iran is among only 9 countries in the world which are scientifically capable of placing satellites into orbit while also being able to produce the necessary launching vehicle for the satellite as well, a technological ability enjoyed by a select number of countries like Canada, Germany, Italy and Australia. Recently, Iranian scientists set up a biotech center that plans to make artificial tendons and ligaments on the country's southern Kish Island. For the past 32 years, Iran has managed to build 14 industrial parks. The country plans to establish up to 25 in the near future. In 2011, Iranian scientists at the country's Atomic Energy Organization designed and built a nuclear fusion device. That makes Iran the 6th country to acquire such technology. Iran's president announced that the country's first astronaut will be sent into space by the year 2017. Another scientific development that managed to turn heads the world over was in the field of geothermal energy.
There has been a great deal of research and also development in this field, especially in the field of geothermal energy. We have been Iranians have been able in drilling deep 3 kilometers deep into the ground and access temperatures above 250 degrees Celsius. Some of the wells which have been drilled in the area of Sabalon mountain in Azerbaijan of Iran has been shown to produce more than 5 megawatts of electricity. That means that a single geothermal well in the Sabalon area produces more energy than best oil wells in Saudi Arabia.
In 2011, the world's oldest scientific society and Britain's leading academic institution, the Royal Society, in collaboration with Elsevier, published a study stating that Iran has the world's fastest growth rate in science and technology. The report indicates that from 1996 to 2008, Iran increased its scientific output 18-fold. The country published 736 papers back in 1996, while in 2008, Iranian scientists were able to publish 13,238 articles throughout the world. For 2010, that number was even higher.
ما در زمینه داکومنتیشن ها و مستندهای علمیمون در صحنه جهانی به عنوان مواردی از کارهای علمی دانشمندانمون که به صورت ثبت و نمایه جهانی در آمد. ابتدای پیروزی انقلاب حدود 390 مقاله علمی نمایه شده در سطح بین المللی ما داشتیم. ما فقط الان در ISI در همین الان 2010 نزدیک به 20,000 مقاله دانشمندان ایرانی رو داشتیم که در نمایه ISI ثبت شده. این غیر از اسکوپوسه، این غیر از مدلاینه، این غیر از بقیه مؤسسات فهرست نگاری هاییست که داره اتفاق میفته.
The Financial Times also reports that Iran's scientific collaboration with the United States is also on the rise. The number of research papers resulting from U.S.-Iranian collaboration has risen more than fivefold over the past 12 years. But for the longest time, Iran wasn't in the best of places. Iran's national science budget was about $900 million in 2005. At the turn of the 21st century, Iran allocated around 0.4% of its GDP to research and development. But Iran was still far behind industrialized societies and the world average of 1.4%. 9 years later, Tehran allocated 0.87% of its GDP to research and development. The country aims to reach an all-time high of 2.5% by 2015. Iran decided to make research a top priority, and so was born the Comprehensive Scientific Plan of the country. By definition, this scientific plan is a coordinated and dynamic collection of goals, policies, and requisite for planning strategic evolution of science, technology, and innovation systems based on Islamic Iranian values that has a long-term perspective and realization of the country's long-term development vision. For presidential VP Nasrin Sultan Khah, who is familiar with the details of this plan, harmony is the binding theme among the various elements involved.
در این نقشه چرخه کامل علم، فناوری و نوآوری به طور کامل و به طور هماهنگ و متوازن دیده شده. در این نقشه ابتدا در واقع اهداف کلان یعنی آرمان‌ها مطلوب ها ترسیم شده، سعی شده که آرمان ها واقع گرایانه در این حال که بلند پروازان است واقع گرایانه هم باشه. بعد از اون شاخص ها که به صورت کمی و کیفی در سه حوزه علم، فناوری و نوآوری که در واقع میزان نیل ما به اون اهداف رو تا افق 1404 رو نشون میده رو مشخص شده.
Iran's comprehensive scientific plan consists of five sections, including basic values of the plan, desirable conditions of science and technology, priorities in science and technology development, strategies to develop science and technology, and outlining responsibilities. The comprehensive scientific plan has been drawn up by Iran's High Council of the Cultural Revolution. Its biggest goal is to sketch out a blueprint for long-term sustainable growth in the field of science. The government says over 2,000 scientific experts from 800 science and research centers worked diligently to put together the plan. The effort took over 36,000 man-hours. The comprehensive scientific plan has been devised based on 224 scientific projects and is expected to be implemented by the year 2025. But Iran is certainly not the first country to think of such a plan. Among developed nations, there is one Asian powerhouse that came up with the notion of a comprehensive scientific plan many, many years ago.
یکی از قدیمی‌ترین فعالیت‌هایی که در این زمینه انجام شده در کشور ژاپن بوده که از حدود 1970 ژاپنی‌ها برنامه‌ریزی‌های 20 ساله داشتن برای علم و تکنولوژی
و در همون حدود 1970 یک برنامه جامعه رو تدوین کردند برای کشورشون که در اون تعیین کردند که ژاپن در 20 سال آینده میخواد در چه زمینه‌هایی در واقع حرف برای گفتن داشته باشه در عرصه بین‌المللی، که 4 یا 5 زمینه رو اونجا انتخاب کردند و در طول این 20 سال رو اون زمینه‌ها تمرکز کردند. و در سال 1990 هم جالبه وقتی که اندازه‌گیری کردند که چقدر اون برنامه محقق شده بر اساس آماری که داشتن، شاید من عدد دقیق رو در ذهن ندارم ولی بیش از 60% اون برنامه‌ریزی ها محقق شده بود.
Several other countries such as the United States, Australia, South Korea, India and China have similar long-term scientific plans as well. One Islamic scholar explains why Iran would need to put together a scientific plan of its own instead of merely copying models that have proven to be successful.
The reason that we need a different scientific plan for ourselves is that neither we can ignore the achievement of other societies in science and technology, and we cannot reject them, nor we can accept them uncritically and follow them or imitate them blindly. Rather, we feel that we need to, in the one hand, benefit from the experience of human beings in all societies, and in the other hand, we need to revise them and rethink about them so that it becomes in harmony with our culture and our belief system.
While setting priorities is one of the strong suits of this plan, Iran's Vice President for Scientific Affairs says there is one thing that is even more important.
فناوری‌های اولویت دار، علوم اولویت دار در این نقش دیده شده. من فکر می‌کنم یک مجموعه کاملی برای حرکت علمی کشور ما تا افق 1404 در این نقش تبیین شده، ولی نکته بسیار مهم در واقع پیاده سازی این نقش، عملیاتی شدن نقش، رصد نقش، نظارت و ارزیابی دستگاه‌های متولی و مسئول برای نیل به این اهداف نقشه هستش، که به همین منظورم ستاد راهبری اجرایی نقشه جامعه علمی کشور در شورای عالی، ذیل شورای عالی انقلاب فرهنگی دیده شده.
According to Iran's High Council of the Cultural Revolution, the main aim of the plan is to move Iran from an economy based on natural resources to one where knowledge is the beating heart of the economy. The Iranian government has said that it wants to make the country the top-ranked nation in Southwest Asia, and that means a lot of work. It also means that Iran is looking to become a regional superpower.
فکر میکنیم اگر نقشه علمی کشور و بعد به طریق اولا قدرت اول علم و فناوری در منطقه بشیم، حتما به تبعش قدرت اقتصادی برتر هم خواهیم شد. و فقط اینطور نیست که ما نفت بفروشیم و بخوایم از صادرات نفت نیازهامون رو برطرف کنیم، بلکه میتونیم در اونگاه بگیم که از تکنولوژی های مرتبط با نفت، تکنولوژی های مرتبط با فرض کنید هسته‌ای، تکنولوژی های مرتبط با مهندسی، تکنولوژی های مرتبط با بخش های گوناگون میتونیم تولید ثروت برای کشورمون بکنیم.
So, the bottom line for those who had a hand in conjuring up this plan is one thing, a question that most Iranian students had to write about in school: knowledge or wealth, which one is better? And now the question for the government is how it can turn knowledge into wealth.
تبدیل علم به ثروت و هدفمندی پژوهش جزء محورهای اصلی و اساسی وزارت علوم هست. نقش جامعه علمی هم که تدوین شده به این امر بسیار کمک میکنه.
Besides aiming to increase the number of scientists to 3,000 per 1 million of the population, the Comprehensive Scientific Plan sets the goal of increasing investment in research to 7% for education, 50% of which will come from private sector investment. But skeptics aren't too sure about this rosy picture. Mr. Tavakoli says that with this plan, not only will the government expand, but the private sector will actually become more marginalized.
روح کلی حاکم بر نقش علمی کشور روح دولتی تر شدنه و نه روح اصل 44 قانون اساسی و حرکت به سمت خصوصی سازی و کوچک کردن دولت.
So where did the idea originally come from? Around 5 years ago, in a meeting with a group of scientific officials on August 14, 2006, Iran's leader said a comprehensive scientific plan should be drawn up.
What is our comprehensive scientific plan? It should be devised. Then, like a puzzle, we should gradually complete this map according to operational approaches, time-based and regular planning. This work has not been done, and we need it, and it should be done. This is the responsibility of the country's elites and intellectuals in universities, schools, and the relevant scientific domains, and it should be materialized.
During that speech, Iran's leader stressed time and again the importance of using the elite to come up with a comprehensive plan for an Islamic-Iranian model of progress. He said spirituality is a factor that should be taken into consideration when this plan is being made. And that gave way to what has been an ongoing effort since the Islamic Revolution of Iran to get the country's religious scholars and university professors to join forces. There have been many efforts by religious scholars to assimilate Islam with modern sciences. Professors from universities and the religious schools exchanged views on the fundamentals of the comprehensive scientific plan.
How the seminaries and universities can cooperate with each other in different areas, and at the same time they have different responsibilities. You know, we don't want combine them and make them one institution. No, we have two different institutions. University has its own objects and ideal, and HOSE has its own mission. But they need cooperate together and to have common goals and common ideas and cooperation.
A joint effort by Iran's theology schools and the universities. That's always been something the Iranian system had been vying for, and it seems they have finally got a glimpse of what it would feel like for the two entities to join forces.
الان ما در موقعیتی هستیم که کارشناسان از حوزه، کارشناسان از دانشگاه و در سیستم مدیریت هم در بحث تدوین متون و هم تصویبش در شورای عالی برنامه‌ریزی داریم کار می‌کنیم که اگه خدا بخواد امسال برنامه‌مون اینه که مثلا حداقل 40 یا 50 تا از متون اصلی که خیلی مهم هستن در واقع متون جدیدی رو برگرفته از آموزه‌های اسلامی استخراج کنیم به شکل قابل استفاده در دانشگاه ها عرضه کنیم و انشالله دانشجویان ما ازش استفاده کنن و به تدریج به جای برسیم که بتوانیم از این منبع عظیم در واقع علمی استفاده کنیم به نفع همه جهان.
In 1 year, a draft was up and ready, but it took another 3 years for a more complete version of the plan to be drawn up. It was on March 8, 2011 that President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad, who is also the head of the country's High Council of the Cultural Revolution, unveiled the plan. While authorities have considered the marriage of universities and religious institutions as a holy union, the same can't be said about universities and the government, who don't seem to see eye to eye on anything. One of the things the Comprehensive Scientific Plan outlines is what it calls the responsibilities of each of the country's scientific institutions. Mr. Tavakoli believes that this is the one major problem with the plan that will eventually tip the scale towards imbalance and chaos.
این نکته به نظر من یک اشتباه فکری است، یک اشتباه تئوری است که در نقش علمی کشور اتفاق افتاده که به عوض اینکه جامعه و دولت بیان به دانشگاه نگاه بکنن که دانشگاه به چه سمتی داره حرکت میکنه و چه زمینه‌هایی رو داره انتخاب میکنه، اونها تعیین تکلیف میکنن برای دانشگاه و به اون در واقع دیکته میکنن که در این زمینه خاص حرکت بکن، که این به نظر من اون سازوکار طبیعی که در هر دانشگاهی باید وجود داشته باشه اون رو به هم میزنه و در آینده ما با یک وضعیت مواجه خواهیم شد که تعادل دیگه توش وجود نداره، یعنی هماهنگی و تطبیق بین صنعت و دانشگاه وجود نخواهد داشت.
The Iranian government has tried to win the hearts of its educated force. For instance, the government wiped out the financial debts of all universities in a bid to relieve their budget constraints. According to UNESCO Science Report 2010, 75% of all research funding is provided by the government. While universities cry out for more independence, officials have their own way of interpreting this independence.
اینکه جهت بدیم به تحقیق در کشور و جهت بدیم به دانشگاه‌هامون در کشور و جهت بدیم به دانشمندانمون که بر اساس نیازها و سیاست‌های کلانی که ما در این نقشه تدارک دیدیم حرکت خودشون رو تنظیم بکنند و برنامه ریزی بکنند، این اصلا منافاتی با اینکه دانشگاه‌ها مستقل باشند نداره و لذا ما اتفاقا این رو استقلال دانشگاه‌ها می‌دونیم. اما اگر در یک فضای شما بدون برنامه، بدون طراحی، هر کسی کار خودش رو بکنه، چه اثری داره برای کشور؟ اون که هرج و مرجه، اون استقلال نیست.
Despite everything that the Iranian government has done, the country's scientific community is still dealing with one serious problem: brain drain. The comprehensive scientific plan calls for decreasing the emigration of elite professionals and specialists to other countries. More employment in higher education, offering special facilities and better pay are just a few suggestions the plan offers to keep the educated elite inside the country. One Iranian academic believes more than anything else, scientists need space to be able to do their job. And that's what she believes the Iranian government needs to give its scientific community to keep them from leaving.
Academic individuals, they are not seeking bread and water and shelter. No. They need space for research. They need facilities to be active. They need not only appreciation, but collaboration and collaboration in different ways, not financially, mostly morally. And they will come to this country, even those that they have based already their private life.
The government seems to be doing everything it can to create motivation for its scientific elite and encourage them to work inside the country or to return from abroad. While the issue of brain drain haunts the Iranian scientific community, some experts believe that no matter where they are, Iranians will continue to contribute to their country.
I have seen lots of Iranians who are working in the universities abroad, but they contribute with to the Iranian science. They have quarters in Iran, they come back to Iran and work with the universities here, and I have seen lots of publications, scientific publications, in which Iranians abroad are working with their quarters in Iran. So wherever they are assets for Iran, regardless of being physically here or not.
The government says Iranian scientists living abroad have found a way to bridge the gap between nations and are helping out the scientific community inside Iran while living outside the country. Mr. Mohammad Malekzadeh is the deputy of the High Council of Iranian Affairs Abroad. This council is responsible for utilizing the skills of Iranian scholars abroad and inviting them back to their native land. He says instead of discussing brain drain, we should look into ways for managing the crisis at hand.
بحث فرار مغزها رو ما نمیتونیم به صورت دقیق مطرح کنیم. ما باید با برنامه‌ریزی دقیقی که جمهوری اسلامی ایران داره انجام میده، مدیریت مغزها رو انجام بده. بحث مدیریت مغزها بحث بسیار مهمی است. ارتباط متخصصین و الیت‌ها و نخبگان داخل با متخصصین و الیت ها و نخبگان و دانشمندان خارج از کشور می شود این سامانه مدیریت مغزها رو هم از طریق شبکه های اینترنتی و نتورک مجازی و ویرچوال ایجاد کنیم. الان دیگه به قول معروف اگر بخوایم بحث ارتباط و تعامل رو با متخصصین و ایرانیانمون در خارج از کشور داشته باشیم، آنلاین و زنده از طریق شبکه‌های اینترنتی میتونیم داشته باشیم. پس بحث فرار مغز هم نمیتونه مطرح بشه.
Despite what Iran has had to deal with in the last three decades, the Iranian scientific community is still going strong and proving to the world that limited facilities and resources will by no means limit its dreams of a better future.